another powerful episode of Talking Classrooms, podcasting as a tool for educational communication and reflection. I'm your host, Bulelani Makhwanana, and today's conversation is one I've been truly looking forward to. In this episode, we are diving into the inspiring journey of a young woman who has not only redefined sustainable fashion, but has also become a beacon of empowerment for her community. Our guest is Sarah Sewa Apia, an award-winning sustainable fashion entrepreneur and the brilliant mind behind Fapem Tima Textiles. Under this umbrella, she runs three creative and impactful brands, Ceci Crochet, Ceci Dyes, and Ceci Crochet Class. Sarah's passion for textiles goes beyond design. She is deeply rooted in advocating for Ghanaian craftsmanship while equipping young people with vocational training and creative skills development. She believes that fashion is not just about looking good, it's about preserving culture, creating sustainable solutions, and opening doors of opportunities for others. Her hard work and vision have not gone unnoticed. Sarah was awarded Outstanding Textile Student at GTSA 2024, recognized among the 35 under 35 most promising female entrepreneurs, and crowned winner of the Seeds of Fortune Tech and Accelerator Bootcamp. These achievements highlight not just her talent, but also her resilience and leadership in shaping Africa's sustainable fashion narrative. So today, we'll be reflecting on her journey, the challenges, the triumphs, and the lessons she's gathered along the way. We'll explore what it truly means to merge creativity with sustainability and how young people across Africa can take charge of their futures through skills, innovation, and purpose. Stay tuned.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, afternoon. Finally, nice to meet you. We've been tussling to meet.
Everything is fine, and thank you so much for reaching out to me. I really appreciate this opportunity.
Yeah. Thank you, Sarah. So before we dive into your achievements, before we dive into anything that I'm going to ask you today, I want you to take us back to a place where you have what really sparked you to getting involved in textiles and fashion and all this stuff that you are doing with your branding and all that stuff. I wanted to take us there. What really sparked that interest?
Okay, so I grew up seeing the beauty of the Ghanaian culture expressed through textiles. Okay, and then I loved the idea of creating things with my hands. And then I think my first God-given talent was the crocheting. So it sparked like something in me. And I was very curious to learn more about fashion and everything contained in it. So over time, this passion, it grew to something that I'll say it was a calling. So I also decided to use it as an empowerment to tell my story. And then I think it has really helped me build a career in this space. Yeah. So I also got inspired by my uncle, who is a fashion designer. Yeah. Like,
wow, that's interesting.
I really admire him. He sews, like he creates things. He also has something like an inspiration from like birds, trees, and other things. So like I admired him from afar, and I was like, no, I want to be like him. I want to do the things he does. I also want to create things with my hands. And then I feel so happy when I see like my clients having something that I created with my hands, styling them on them, and then I feel so happy. Yes, I feel so happy about that. So yeah, that's
Wow, that's interesting stuff. I can see you grew up in a creative household, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, I can see that. Seeing that you mentioned your uncle and taking some stuff from him and learning a few things there and there. So did you initially discover it from your uncle or did you discover it a long way before your uncle, or it just started there?
I discovered it a long way, yeah.
Okay.
I think when I was somewhere 12 years, one day I found this yarn. It was a white yarn, but it was very, very, very dirty because it had rained and it was in the mud. So I saw it and I was like, what was this? So I showed it to my mommy and she was like, oh, it's yarn. You can you can use it to create bags, dresses. And so when she said that, I was like, hey, how can you use this yarn to create bags and stuff? So she also knew how to do it like way back her youthful days. So she asked me to bring a broom, like a broom.
Yeah.
So I brought it and she wrapped the yarn around my index finger and she showed me how to use it to pick up the yarn to create a loop. And then, like, I was enjoying the whole thing. So I think it started from there. But then after some time, I forgot about it. Yeah. So when I was growing and I saw my uncle also like doing things with fabric, dress, and like it sent me back. I remembered, I used to do this when I was a kid. I remember I had this, and I was using brooms. So I told him, and he also was very, very interested in the way I was interested. So he got me some hoops, like the original hoops that we used to crochet, and then some yarn. Then I started doing a lot of things. I didn't even know you could have watched it, like how to create things. I didn't know because I didn't have a phone then. So I was just doing things for head. Like I was just doing things for head.
This is interesting stuff. I am from South Africa. You'll have to excuse me. There are some terms that you call out and they don't make relate to them. Like, can you tell me what is yarn? And now, as we are talking, I'm hearing a lot of yarn and I'm thinking I'm trying to picture what is yarn.
I wish I had a sample here, but it's like a thread. Yeah, it's a thread.
Oh, okay, okay.
So
it's a sort of a thread.
Yes, it's a thread. So we have the thread and the hook. We have a hook. The thread and the hook to create like loops. Then from the loops, it turns into like a fabric. Let me say a fabric. Then you can create bags, hats, trousers, and so as you are. Yeah, as you have your hook and your yarn, the thread, you can create things out from it.
Now I see. Now I understand. I'm learning a new stuff today. So I want us to talk about crochet and dyes. I want us to go there now on the business side of things. What inspired you to start that kind of a business?
So tattoo crochet and dyes were actually born from my desire and my will to merge creativity with sustainability. So the crocheting allows me to transform simple yarns, as in with a thread, into unique pieces, and the dyeing helps me play with a lot of colors, patterns. So what actually helps us stand out is that every piece of everything we do tells a story. we don't make as mass for it to be there, but then we make every item with love and skill and intentionality.
Wow, wow, this is interesting stuff. There are things that I can see that because you are an entrepreneur and you are doing some empowerment. I've seen you on social media, what you're doing with youth, and also the empowerment, especially with young ones. Because now I want us to you, because I can see the passion that you have in developing in vocational education, and how now I wanted you to tell me, how do you see, like, in a technical sense, how do you see entrepreneurship and technical skills empowering young people, especially in Ghana and Africa at large? How do you see that one?
I strongly believe that entrepreneurship and the technical skills, as you said, they are the main keys to unlock Africa's future. Okay, so in Ghana, Accra, Kaswa, many young people are very talented, but they lack opportunities. So when they acquire the skills, it helps them to create their own jobs instead of waiting for employment. Do you get it? And for me, it's not just about helping the youth how to make things with their hands, but to also help them realize that their hands and creativity can help them in something for themselves.
Oh, okay. So basically, as you are talking, I'm picking some things, because you are more focused on building young people to stand on their own when it comes to skills and education. So now I want you to stick there and tell us what is there anything that you have more like something that we could call a reference point where you have a success story to tell us that I have done this and that, and this person has improved in such, like me, when, if I make an example, I have some students that I work with, and then when I tutor them mathematics and physics, and I have some success stories that come when their parents come back to me and they tell me, sir, this is what has happened to my child, and he or she is improving in such a subject, and what you are doing and what you are teaching and how you are working with them is basically affecting them in a positive way. So now these are the kind of reviews we would like to hear when it comes to education and training young people. Is there anything that you have that we can say as I am here in South Africa and you are in Ghana, and then we will have and say, really, Sarah is doing a good job in Ghana, because she's not only an entrepreneur, she's not only a technical person or a young woman that is that has such and such achievement, but has impacted some of the young lives that are around here. Is there any success story that you want to tell us about?
Yes, there are. So I'll talk about one story about the first youth that I teach. So, you know, a lot of people always think that it's only girls that have to be sewing and all that. But then I have these two boys in my class. I enrolled them into their class. They came in with very little confidence. Yes.
Yeah.
They thought, I'm not sure I can do this because I'm a guy and it will look.
Yeah.
Some type of way and all that. But
today,
I can boldly and confidently say that they crocheted the most beautiful product, and also it sells. Like, and as they work that way, if I'm able to sell what they are to do, it helps to support their education also in a way, because they get an amount of what they sell. So now I can say they are doing very well for themselves. And then with me being on the other side, seeing all this transformation, it reminds me why I do this work. It's not just about the skills, but also restoring the hope and showing young people that they can create their own path. Yeah, so I'm really proud of them.
Wow. This is very nice. This is very nice. Because now what you are doing is more like you are creating sustainability when it comes to the lives of these young people around you that you are working with. You are doing a very, very wonderful job. I want us to go there when we are speaking about sustainability, because now you are more involved in craftsmanship and crochet stuff and design. So your vision goes beyond just business. So I want you to because when it comes to this kind of business that you are doing, you are not just promoting Ghanaian craftsmanship or and building a sustainable skills driven economy. What do you think? Let me just ask it this way: what role do you believe creative industries can play in shaping Africa's future economy in Africa at large?
So I think the creative industries have a very huge role in shaping Africa's economy.
Yes,
because looking at my country, Ghana, our craftsmanship is very rich, but sometimes undervalued. Very, very undervalued. So if we invest in the skills, we can create industries that not only provide jobs, but also it's going to help us preserve our culture and everything that we have as a country. So the craft can become a powerful tool to help Africa globally, not just as consumers, but as creators of authentic, sustainable products.
This is beautiful. This is beautiful. I like, because now we have young people. You see in South Africa, there are young people who are a large percentage of them, they are dependent on government grants, they are dependent on handouts and all that stuff. So now they get blinded not to pursue some soft skills and some skills like the one that you're doing when it comes to design and textiles. So they are narrow-minded in receiving some compensation from the government, which is free money and free grant and free everything. So now it kills the mind and how young people should think and develop themselves some skills so that they can work and raise up some funds for themselves. Because now you are going to see that even in Ghana, unemployment is high when it comes to young people. Yeah, in South Africa, it's the same thing. So, largely in Africa, you have a very high percentage of unemployment. So, it is very key that we develop these skills so that young people can do these things themselves, so that the economy of Africa can be strong. So I like what you're doing, and I wanted to keep it up because it's so powerful. It's going to touch so many lives, going to touch so many young people, women and men in every part of Africa. It's not something that is so small. You can see it now. Maybe you see that you think that it's going to just gonna touch the region of Ghana. But when I approach you and I look you up on your LinkedIn, I saw something so beautiful, and I was like, this woman doing something here, and this is so powerful. I've never seen something like this, because now you are coming with a different taste, you are coming with a different vision, you are coming with a different style that we have never seen before. So it's gonna draw some people, and some people are gonna be attached to it. Because I'm talking like this because in some visions and in some businesses, we face challenges, and also we go through some times of making some profit, and sometimes we are losing some profit, and sometimes we are doing we are losing some people that are working, and we are gaining some of the people. So I want you now to tell me, what are some biggest challenges that you have faced as a young entrepreneur in fashion, basically? Okay. Because you're in design and texture, and tell me what you have faced in this, in the texture space, and what lessons have you learned from those experiences?
Okay, there are a lot of it. So as a young entrepreneur, one of my biggest challenges has been the ability to balance limited resources with my very big dreams. So there are times when funding or support isn't available at all.
Okay.
But then I've learned to be very, very resourceful, I must say, patient and consistent. And another challenge is being taken seriously as a young woman in business. Those challenges have taught me to be patient, as I said, and also to be humble, and most importantly, to build strong relationship and put my trust in God's timing. So basically,
Well, this is so powerful, Sarah. I don't know how to thank you about the time that you have spent here with me, because I'm taking some notes as you are talking as a businesswoman, as an entrepreneur, and I'm also learning on my side. So now, maybe there's someone that is going to hear this recording, or someone that is going to listen to this podcast somewhere around South Africa, Ghana, or around Africa, anywhere they would be. Would you give what advice would you give to young people who dream of entering the world of fashion and entrepreneurship, but may lack some, maybe lack resources, or may lack, or like you are saying, you have times where you lack resources. So what advice would you give for young people who dreamed of entering in a design and textile world that you are already in as an entrepreneur, but they lack these resources or lack some confidence? What practical advice would you give them to start their journey?
Thank you so much. So one advice I'll give to anyone aspiring to enter into the fashion or the entrepreneurship world should start with what they have. That is the advice I would give. Start with what you have, even if it's small, even if it's very, 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 very tiny, even little. Just learn consistently, be willing to fail and try again. And most importantly, you have to stay true to your vision, your mission, and your goals.
Wow. That's beautiful. So now, I can see by the way you are talking, you have already gone through these stages where you are facing some lacks there and some setbacks there when it comes to business and entrepreneurship, and sustaining your business when it comes to textile and design. Now, because as an entrepreneur, I believe you have a vision, and you see your business going somewhere. You have a bigger picture of how you want to see Cersei and Crochet in some years to come. Or there's a picture that we cannot see by the naked eye, but you yourself can see it. I wanted to take us there, because now the vision take us was looking ahead. What's your long term vision? What's your long term vision for Cersei and Crochet and Dyes? Are there any new projects or directions that you are excited about when it comes to the business?
My long term vision is to expand Sassy Crochet and Dyes into a household name for sustainable handmade fashion.
Yes.
In Ghana, Africa, and beyond. Yeah. Yes. And I want it to be more than just a brand. I want it to be an institution that trains, mm-hmm. employs, and empowers many young people, especially street children. I'm excited about exploring the eco-friendly fabric innovations, building global partnerships with people, and then expanding our program so that the impact continues to grow every day. So that is my long-term vision.
It will come to pass. It will come to pass. It's something, it's not just hope. It's something that drives you every day as a business person, as an entrepreneur, because you have a place that you have to be at that is in your vision. Unless you get there, you won't stop, I know. So one more note. This one is a personal one. I want you now to reflect on your journey so far. And then what does to you personally success mean today? What does it mean to you, and how do you stay grounded while you are pursuing your vision, as you have just said about Sese Crochet and Ties?
To me, success is not just about the awards that I have achieved. It is about the impact. When, as I said earlier on, when I wearing my designs proudly, or when I see the young youth that I've trained starting their own thing, that is what I tell as for the success. So staying grounded for me means remembering what I'm supposed to do, my mission, my goals, and putting God at the center of my work.
Wow. Sarah, it's been an absolute pleasure having you today on the podcast. I thank you very much. I've been inspired by your journey, and listening to you today is very much inspiring. And your resilience, how you see your business, your vision, your fashion, and your skills, skills development when it comes to youth, I'm very, very, very much inspired. Before we wrap up today, I want you now. Where can people find you? Where can people find you online to follow your work, to get what you are making, to support basically Sese Crochet and Design? Where can people find you?
Okay, so on Instagram, my Instagram handle is Sese_Crochet4, and on Facebook, I'm Sarah Appiah, and on LinkedIn, Sarah Sewa Appiah, and then on TikTok, Fapim Tima Textiles. You can also reach me +233 55322 7388. Yes, and I will respond to everyone. Thank
you. Can you say that number again?
+233 55322 7388.
Wow. Sarah, thank you very much again. I cannot thank you enough. I know you took from your personal time, and then you had this interview with me. May the Lord bless you. May your business grow. May touch nations, may touch Africa and touch beyond Africa, may touch Europe, may touch South Africa and touch America. Everywhere we go, may the name Sese Crochet and Tie, may it be an international business, and it's going to get there. God is going to be with you. Thank you very much for your time.
Wow, what an incredible and inspiring conversation with Sarah Sewa Appiah. Her journey reminds us that creativity is not just about making beautiful things, it's about building communities, creating opportunities, and shaping a sustainable future for the next generation. We thank you to Sarah for sharing her wisdom, her story, her passion with us today, and it has truly been a blessing to learn from her. And to our listeners, thank you for tuning in to Talking Classrooms Podcasting as a tool for educational communication and reflection. I hope today's episode has encouraged you to see the power in your own ideas and reminded you that purpose and passion can create real change. If you'd like to connect with Sarah or support her incredible work, you can find her on Instagram and TikTok at Fabem Tima Textiles, on TikTok at CCS, and on Facebook under Sarah Appiah. You can also reach her directly at +233 553 227 388. Don't forget to subscribe to this podcast on Spotify so you never miss an episode. And if you found value in today's discussion, please share it with a friend, drop a rating, or leave us a review. It really helps us to grow this community. Until next time, keep learning, keep growing, and keep shining your light wherever you are. This is Bulelane Makhwanqana, and you've been listening to Talking Classrooms. Stay blessed. And we'll see you in the next episode.